Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, it's a time for friends and family to gather around the radio to hear an encouraging word from the Lord. I encourage you also to get a piece of paper, write down any scriptures that I give so you can look at them later. And always invite your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday. And at the end of the program, I encourage you to pray together about what you've heard, because prayer allows the Word of God to get into your heart and bring a change into your life. And I encourage you to go to my Facebook page, The Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark, and I post a little encouraging word 4 days a week on my Facebook page. But today I want to talk about our new life in Christ. You know, I meet people all the time, and I ask them, are you saved? Or they say, I'm saved. What does it mean to be saved? How do you know if you're saved? You know, sometimes people say, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, lots of people believe in Jesus. Jesus said even the devil believes in God. But the devil is not saved. See, belief in Jesus requires a change in our life. If you really believe in Jesus, you're going to begin to do what he tells you to do. You're going to begin to change in your life if you really believe in Jesus. So salvation does begin with believing in Jesus. In Romans 10:9-11, it says there, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So two things: we need to believe in Jesus with our heart, and we need to confess him with our mouth. But verse 10 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is right relationship with God. So if you really believe in your heart in Jesus, it's going to change your relationship with God. You're going to begin to walk with God. You're going to begin to do the will of God. You're going to begin to love God. You're going to begin to serve God. See, so it's not just believing. Salvation begins with believing, but salvation transforms our life and changes our life. And in John chapter 3, verse 1 through 7, we have a story here that's very important to understanding salvation. And there was a man named Nicodemus, and the Bible says in John 3, 1 that he was a Pharisee, which was a very religious person, and he was a ruler of the Jews. So he was very religious and he was very important. So as a Pharisee, Nicodemus, he knew all the Bible. He taught the Bible. He lived according to the Bible. Nicodemus was a very strong, if we today would say Nicodemus was a very strong Christian, because he really knew the Word of God and preached the Word of God. And Nicodemus was also a man who was respected in his community because he was a religious leader in his community. But even though Nicodemus was doing everything right, he was not sure if he was really saved. He didn't have a real confidence in his heart that he was saved. So he comes to Jesus at night and he talks to Jesus about that. And in John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus tells Nicodemus, said, most assuredly I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Jesus makes it plain here to Nicodemus that obeying the word of God is important. Going to church is important. Worshiping God is important. All those are important. But what is essential for you to get in the kingdom of God is you have to be born again to enter the kingdom of God. There is no other way to enter the kingdom of God unless you are born again. And Nicodemus does not understand what that means. He said, how can I be born again? I'm an old man. Do I enter into my mother's womb a second time and be born again? How is that possible? And Jesus goes on to explain in verse 5. But Jesus said, most assuredly I say, unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. So salvation comes through the new birth. Yes, we need to believe in Jesus Christ. We need to put our faith in Jesus Christ. But salvation really begins with being born again. So the first time we were born of the flesh. The first time you were born in your body, born as a little baby. And your identity was with your mother and father. You know, my mother and father were Thomas and Helen Clark. And I was born, they gave me the name Andrew. And my name was Andrew Clark. And my identity was in my father and mother. I was a child of Thomas and Helen Clark. And when you're born of the flesh, that's how you're born. You're born in your body. But Jesus said, you cannot get into heaven, you cannot get into the kingdom of God unless you're born again of the Spirit of God. The second birth is a spiritual birth. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned, man's spirit, man died. Your spirit is what's connected to God. See, when God breathed, God made Adam from the ground and made Eve from the ground, and God breathed into them the breath of life. The word there, breathe, is the spirit. God breathed his spirit into Adam and Eve, and they became alive spiritually. But when Adam and Eve sinned, their body remained alive, but their spirit man died, and their spirit is connected to God. It's like a tree. A tree receives its life from the earth, from the roots that are in the earth. Now, if you cut the tree off from the earth, cut the tree down, the leaves may stay green for a while, but eventually the leaves will dry up and the tree will die. Why? Because it's been cut off from the source of life, the earth. And the same was true with Adam and Eve. God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat of this fruit, you will die. They were told not to eat of it, but they disobeyed God and ate of it. And that's sin. Disobedience is sin. But their body didn't die immediately. They lived many more years. But their spirit man died. They lost their connection with God. And so their body slowly began to die. Because God is the creator of life, and life comes from God. So the only way we can have eternal life is to get life back from God. And Jesus came to die for our sins so that we could receive the life of God back in us. So we could receive the Holy Spirit in us. So Jesus tells Nicodemus, the only way you're going to have eternal life is to be born again of the Spirit of God. And what happens is when you're born again of the Spirit of God comes back and lives in you. That is God's Holy Spirit, which is God's Spirit. Now, that's not like an evil spirit. No, that is the Spirit of Almighty God that was breathed into Adam and Eve. And that same spirit of life, when we are born again, is breathed into us, and we receive our connection with God, and we become spiritually alive. We become new babies in Christ. And we know when a baby is born, he waits for that first breath. You wait for that baby to cry out and breathe its first breath. Well, when he breathes that breath, that baby becomes alive. And then when we breathe in the breath of the Spirit of God, we become spiritually alive. Now, when we're born again, we're a baby. A baby needs care. A baby needs to grow up. You don't expect a baby to stay a baby all its life. No, a baby needs to grow up. It needs to have food to eat. It needs to have an education. He needs to grow physically stronger and stronger. And you watch a baby grow up into a child and into adulthood. The same happens with us when we're born again of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes into us and we become spiritually alive in Jesus Christ. It doesn't come just because we believe in Jesus. No, we need to believe in Jesus, but it comes when the Spirit of God comes and lives in us. How do you know the Spirit of God is living in you? You know that because there's a change that happens in your life. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when you are born again, you become spiritually alive. You become connected with God. You become a child of God. There is a change that happens in your life. See, there are people that say they're saved, they believe in Jesus, but they still continue to live the old life. Now, you don't get saved by changing your life. You don't get saved by going to church and praying and reading your Bible. Those are important things to have to do after you're saved. See, when you're born again and the Spirit of God comes and lives in you, then there's a desire in you that you want to pray. You want to read God's Word. You want to learn more about God. You want to please God, just like a child wants to please his parent. When you're born again of the Spirit of God moves in you, and he creates a desire in you for more of God. He creates a love for God in your heart. There is a change that happens in you, and you no longer live to please men, but you live to please God because God is your Father. And so when you're born again, you want to go to church. You want to pray. You want to read God's Word. There is a change that happens in your life. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, a new person. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you're born again, you are a child of God. You aren't becoming a child of God. You are a child of God. From the time that baby breathes his first breath, that baby is your child. And when you breathe the Holy Spirit and you become a child of God, you become spiritually alive, you become connected with God. And that brings a change in your life. In Romans 8, Paul talks about those who live according to the flesh or the world will die. But those who live according to the Spirit will have life and peace. Then you go down to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans 8:14, he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, or these are the children of God. So how do you know you're saved? You know that you're born again because the Spirit of God lives in you, and you are now led by the Spirit of God. See, before you were born again, you were led by your flesh. You were led by your temptations to do the things of the world, because that is how you were born the first time. But when you're born again, you become spiritually alive, and your heart is connected with God by the Spirit of God who now lives in you. And you are led by the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. Verse 15 of Romans 8. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So there's a change that happens inside. When I was born again, I had a desire to worship God. I had a desire to serve God. the Spirit of God in me drew me to God. When I was tempted to sin, the Spirit of God helped me to overcome those temptations. You know, Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Helper. He is our helper. He's the one that comes alongside us. He's the one that leads us into all truth. He teaches us from the Word of God. The Holy Spirit helps us know how to pray. The Holy Spirit helps us to overcome temptation. The Holy Spirit helps us to war against the enemy and the things that want to take us down and discourage us. You know, God has given us His Holy Spirit to live our new life in Christ. When you are born again, you are born of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes and lives in you, and your life is changed by the Spirit of God. Your life is changed instantly, and your life continues to change. When that baby is born into the world, he is a baby. You can see him, you can feel him, you can touch him. He is changed. He's no longer in the womb. He's in the world. And then he begins to breathe and eat and sleep and grow up. It's a process that he happens to. When you're born again of the Spirit of God, you are instantly a child of God. You're a new baby in Christ, but you continue to grow by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God begins to lead you and help you. You know, I walk with the Spirit of God every day. I talk with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God talks with me every day. I have a conversation with God by the Holy Spirit. I ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me today? When I have a problem, I say, Holy Spirit, help me with this problem. If I have a temptation, Holy Spirit, help me overcome this temptation. When I pray, I say, Holy Spirit, help me to pray. How do you want me to pray for this situation? When I read the Bible, I just read a few verses at a time. I say, Holy Spirit, help me to understand this word. And I meditate and think of it, and the Holy Spirit begins to reveal things to me. And through that process, as a child of God, I grow up and I become more and more mature in Jesus Christ. And that is the knowledge that I am a child of God. If you just remain the same like you were before, I don't know if you're really saved. Because if you're really saved, you're going to change. If you're really born again of the Spirit of God, you're going to change in your life. See, works do not save you, but once we're saved, we live out our salvation. There is a change that happens in our life. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, Galatians 5, 22 and 23, it says there, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. See, if you're born of the Spirit, you'll produce the fruit of the Spirit. How do you know a tree? You know a tree by the kind of fruit it produces. How do you know if you're really saved and you're born again? There's going to be a change that happens in your life. And that change is going to be evident to you and to other people. You're going to start being filled with the love of God. More love for God. More love for people. You know, God is the center of my life. There is no one I love more in the world than I love God. I have given my life to serve God because I love Him. He is the most important person. You begin to love people. Jesus said that, you know, we need to pray for our enemies. We need to do good to those who persecute. You know, when you're filled with the love of the Holy Spirit, see, the love doesn't come from the world. The love doesn't come from other people. It comes from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit helped me to love people that are not lovely, people that may cause me a problem, that may come against me, people that are doing wrong. You know, when Jesus walked on the earth, they accused him of being a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Why did Jesus reach out to these people? Because Jesus loved these people. And so there's a love that comes in our heart for people as we are filled with the Spirit of God. As we walk in the Spirit, it is demonstrated by a love for people. We are compassionate. We are forgiving of people. You know, I don't have a hard time forgiving people. I forgive people very easily. People don't easily offend me. Why? Because I have the Spirit of God in me. And the Spirit of God is a spirit of love, because God is love. And when I'm filled with the Spirit of God, I am filled with love for people. So it's easy to forgive people. I don't get offended by people. Why? Because the Spirit of God is in me. Not that I'm trying to love people. No, I just love people. I remember when I was a young person that my father reached out and started doing evangelism to a city of lepers, or a village of lepers. And no one went to that village because they were afraid of lepers, that they'd get their disease. But my dad would go and he would sit down with those lepers. He would eat with them. Many of them, their fingers were gone, their ears were gone, their nose were gone. But he would sit down and he would eat with them. He would fellowship with them. He would talk with them. And he ended up leading that whole village of lepers to Jesus Christ. Why? Because of the love of God in my father's heart. And I saw the love of God, and I understood that being born again is loving God and loving people. The Bible says the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love others just as you love yourself, or to love others as God loves others. And so the evidence of your being saved is you begin to love people. You're filled with joy. Because joy comes from the Holy Spirit. Joy does not come from your circumstances. If you are led by the world, when things are good, you'll be happy. When things are bad, you'll be discouraged. But when you're filled with the Spirit and you walk in the Spirit, then you have joy in every situation. It's not you trying to be happy. No, joy just comes from the Holy Spirit. And people see the joy of God in you. While people are complaining about all the problems going on, you're joyful and happy. You're encouraging people. You're a person of faith because of the Holy Spirit. You're believing God for great things. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit that is in you. You walk in peace. Peace is an evidence that you are a child of God. You are not troubled by things because you have faith in God. God is your Father. You are God's child, so you know that you have everything that you need. I was just remembering a friend of mine, a missionary friend of mine in the country of Haiti. And Haiti was a very poor country. And there were we lived in the capital, and there were a lot of children that lived on the street in the capital. They had no home. They just slept on the street, and they begged on the street. And my missionary friend, he took one of these children, a young boy who may be about 8 or 10 years old. And my missionary friend lived in a nice house. And he brought this young boy into his house. And he gave this young boy his own bedroom with his own bed. And this young boy had never had his own room, had never had his own bed, had not slept in a house. And here he was given all these things. And every day he got food to eat. There was food in the cupboard, food in the refrigerator. But there was a strange thing that happened. This little boy, he continued to hide food in different places of the house because he was afraid that one day he was going to run out of food. And he had what we call an orphan mentality. He was constantly afraid that the food was going to get finished, so he'd hide food in the house. But he was living in a house with abundance of food, with a missionary family that had taken him in, and yet he was fearful. Why? Because he didn't understand who he was as a child of theirs. And we are children of Almighty God. God takes care of us if we're truly His child. If we're walking with Him, if we're growing with Him, if we're serving Him, the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. I know I'm a child of God, not by what I do. It's a confidence I have because of my relationship with God by the Holy Spirit. We are filled with peace. We are long-suffering, patient, kind to people. We are good to people. We are gentle. We have self-control. We don't just do anything. We are controlled in what we do because we are controlled by the Spirit of God. See, there is a change that happens to us when we are born again. The evidence of salvation is the new birth. When you are born again, that is the evidence that you're saved. Yes, because you believed in Jesus Christ, you were saved. Because you put faith in Christ, you were saved. But you really became saved when you were born again. Jesus said the only way to get into the kingdom of heaven is to be born again of the Spirit of God and become a child of God. Now, when we are in Jesus Christ, we have everything that we need. Everything that we need comes from God. This child that lived in this missionary's home, he had everything that he needed. There was nothing lacking. And when we become a true child of God, God takes care of our needs. We are complete in Jesus Christ. Our identity is in Christ. Our identity is not in the world. Our identity is in Jesus Christ. In Colossians 2:9-10 says, "For in Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him who is the head of all principalities and powers." In other words, I'm complete not because I'm a pastor. I'm complete not because I preach. I am complete not because I have a position. I am complete in Jesus Christ. I have everything I need because of Jesus Christ. I am who I am today because of Jesus Christ. And today God wants to give you an assurance and a confidence that you are saved by being born again. And so I want to just pray with you today. And maybe you've accepted Jesus Christ in your heart before. But being born again means you really yield your life to God. God, I just give my life to you. I want to live for you and you alone. And now, Lord, I just thank you for every person listening to my voice this evening, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will come down in their room where they're at, Lord God. The Holy Spirit will stir their heart and give them a confidence that they are a child of God. I pray, Lord God, that there will be a transformation that happens in their lives, Lord God. And, Lord, they will walk in a new way, talk in a new way. They will find their complete life in you, Jesus. You will be the center of their life. You will be the center of everything for them, Lord God, because they are your child and you love them intensely, Lord God. I pray for every person day to day. Encourage them by your Holy Spirit. Meet their every need, Lord God. We just praise and thank you and give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.